For any size donation before December 1st, we'll send you my new Advent devotional booklet. Make a secure online gift at thewordendures.org or make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And we'll send you my Advent devotional booklet.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
The whole point of the sign of Jonah, folks, is that Jonah dies in the belly of the fish. That's why he sings, as he puts it, out of the belly of Sheol. Think about it.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Matthew.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. You remember last time how I observed that we tend to place ourselves in the center also when reading Scripture, and thereby we miss out because the center really is always Jesus. And if He is what the text is about, then we have the hope of learning something really important. So what we pondered last time was intimately connected to the context of the whole chapter. And it was about Jesus and their reaction to Him. He's the tree that bears good fruit. And yet they all admitted the fruit from the tree was good. So then he argues, isn't it nonsense then to attribute such good things to the hater of humanity, to Beelzebul, to Satan? He called his detractors sons of snakes again, and said they couldn't speak good because of the evil that was in their hearts. But he, whose heart alone is good, he speaks the good things from the good treasure that he stored up there. He warned us at the end about the danger of considering words unimportant and worthless. Instead, they are so all-important that we will have to give an account to him on the last day for every idle or useless word that trips out of our mouth. Ouch! And remember his final statement, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Huge implications there for our judging and fault-finding words with one another. Now we are ready to move on. But the theme of opposition to Jesus is still uppermost and growing. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 38th verse. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. St. Matthew 12, verses 38 to 42. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that in your great mercy you caused your holy word to be so freely proclaimed and presented to us for our comfort. Oh God, press and seal it upon our hearts that we may follow it in living and dying. Grant that we may always grow and increase in the knowledge of you and ever be found as your obedient children. And finally, be made partakers of eternal life and the inheritance purchased for us by Jesus Christ. Amen. Ready to dig into today's reading? Let's do this. Verse 38. Then Some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." The scribes, of course, are the copiers, studiers, and teachers of Torah, the law of God. The Pharisees, as we've said before, those theologically mostly aligned with our Lord, but with a sort of standoffish, holier-than-thou attitude. And some representatives of either group present themselves before Jesus with a demand. And note they call him teacher. That sort of admits him to their ranks. But the question shows their doubtfulness that he ought to be counted among them as someone who can truly and authoritatively teach the law of God or the exposition of the law in the prophets and the Psalms. Now, Moses did teach that if a prophet foretells something and it comes to pass, you know that he's a genuine prophet. As we'd say, that one's the real deal. Yet Moses also warned that it's possible to be deceived even by certain signs. Remember this passage from Deuteronomy 13? If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, and if he says, "Let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 to 3. That's such an important caveat. Signs, even great ones, can be deceptive. But anything that directs you away from the God of Israel revealed in the Torah, that is just automatically a falsehood. The scribes and the Pharisees wanted a sign from Jesus. And so he does something important. He sends them back to their scriptures. Listen, verse 39. "But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. But no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.'" Remember my earlier comments on generation and how it can refer to all who share generation from Adam, that is, all of fallen humanity. I think that's the sense here as evil and adulterous, that is, unfaithful to Yahweh, who alone is Israel's true husband and who is right there among them. But Jesus insists that no sign will be given to that generation, save for one, the sign of the prophet Jonah. Almost makes you want to stand up and shout, "What do you mean, Jesus? You've been tossing out signs right and left. They ask for another miracle, and you tell them that you're not going to give them one except for Jonah? What do you mean?" Well, before we unpack that, just notice that once again, Jesus has gone to the Book of the 12, as it's called in Hebrew, or as we say, to the minor prophets. Isn't that striking? He goes on, verse 40. "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." I have to thank my dear friend, Pastor Charles Lehman, for floating this idea past me when he served his vicarage under me, and I think he simply nailed it. The whole point of the sign of Jonah, folks, is that Jonah dies in the belly of the fish. That's why he sings, as he puts it, out of the belly of Sheol. Think about it. If Jonah died in that whale and 3 days later got spit up and raised, how much more would that be a sign of what God is up to with the Son of Man in his 3 day and 3 night sojourn in what he calls the heart of the earth? Don't ask me to make the numbers work. I don't know how. Some of the ancient fathers thought that, well, the Hebrews would use a part of a day for any of the whole 24-hour period. I once heard Fred Needner, professor at Valparaiso University, quip that maybe it's just hard to keep track of time down there in the dark. But Jesus' point is still unmistakable. Jonah, he's a sign, he's a pointer, he's a picture to him and his resurrection from the dead, which is the ultimate sign of the truthfulness of everything he has been proclaiming to them and to you. Verse 41. the men of Nineveh, will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. You see, Jonah, spit out of death's jaws, was sent with a preaching of repentance to the people of Nineveh, and much to his chagrin, they heeded him and turned from their sin, and God then averted his threatened wrath, at least for a time. His point would be clear to them right now. Those folks repented, and at the resurrection when all rise on the day of judgment, their repentance is going to condemn this generation, which refuses to repent, even though there is someone here greater than Jonah. Jonah, after all, was a sign. Jesus is the fulfillment. He's the one who rescued Jonah from the fish and raised him from the dead. And note, the people of Nineveh repented without seeing or knowing the sign of Jonah. Gentiles, who hearing, believed the word and turned in repentance and faith. There's a sign indeed. Speaking of Gentiles, verse 42. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. This is the queen of Sheba, of course, who was blown away by the amazing wisdom and luxury and grace that the God of Israel had dumped out on his servant Solomon, so much so that her breath was taken away. And she declared, "Blessed indeed the mere servants who stood by to hear the wisdom that came dripping from the king's mouth." On the day of judgment, says Jesus, that Gentile woman will stand up and condemn this generation because she had to travel far to hear this amazing wisdom of God. And she, a Gentile, recognized it for what it was and began to praise and bless the God of Israel. Whereas right in front of their eyes, but utterly hidden from their perception, stands a greater than Solomon, as we sing, great David's greater son. This is the third time Jesus has dropped the something greater bomb in this single chapter. You remember back at verse 5? Something greater than the temple is here, then something greater than Jonah is here, then something greater than Solomon is here. They wanted a sign, and he sends them scurrying back to the Old Testament scriptures that they think they know so well. And he invites them to use the signs that are in him as a lens to recognize the moment of grace that is spread out before them. If they were doing math, we'd have all these greater than signs opening toward the left. On the right side, the smaller array of temple, Jonah, Solomon. And on the other side, well, you know, that's Jesus. What's greater than the temple other than the God of the temple? What's greater than the prophet who is raised from the dead and sent on a reluctant mission other than the Son of Man who is raised from the dead and sent forth on a willing mission? What's greater than the Son of David who ruled in peace than the Prince of Peace himself, the one whom Solomon could only foreshadow? Here are signs, Jesus is saying. They're right before your eyes in the sacred scriptures themselves, and every last one of them points to me. When our great teacher from 4th century Antioch taught his congregation about this, St. John Chrysostom drew these greater than signs. For Jonah was a servant, but I am the master. And he came forth from the great fish, but I rose from death. He proclaimed destruction, but I came preaching the good tidings of the kingdom. The Ninevites indeed believed without a sign, but I have exhibited many signs. They heard nothing more than those words, but I have made it impossible to deny the truth. And that's where we're going to wrap up today, people loved by God. Till next time, some truly difficult words of Jesus about the spiritual warfare against the demons, which he once more directs against this evil generation. Till then, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. If you have a question or comment about today's teaching, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.